Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California has long been home to wildfires, with burn scars and charred terrain that last well beyond devastating flames. There are too many to count, and each are deeply personal to those who have suffered loss. But November 8th, 2018, defied the gravity and the veracity of a wildfire in California. We now know the Camp Fire as the deadliest and most destructive wildfire in state history. 85 people were killed that day, and more than 18,000 homes and other structures were destroyed in the days that followed. But rankings and numbers fall short of what was truly taken. For the more than 50,000 people in Paradise, Magalia, Concal, Polga, and other communities who were lucky to evacuate and survive, life didn't simply return to normal. And for those who chose to return to rebuild, it has been a long, hard-fought road to regain a sense of home. One of those survivors is Jenna Baker, who was working at an assisted living facility that fateful morning and helped senior residents escape. 5 years later, Jenna still calls Paradise and Magalia home, and she joins us now. Welcome, Jenna. It's nice to see you.
Hi, Vicky. Long time no see.
I know. I'll lead with you and I go way back. So our listeners know I met you while covering the campfire. I was a reporter at KCRA and you graciously opened up your life to me and to viewers in the year following the campfire. It was part of a documentary called Return to Paradise. And that was back in 2019. One of the positive parts about social media and Facebook is that we've been able to keep in touch over the years. But you and I have never really talked about the campfire since then. So my first question is, how are you feeling about today? How are you doing?
Mixed emotions. Of course, I'm really grateful for being able to look back these 5 years. Sad at what happened, of course. My husband and I were going back, you know, moment by moment this morning before he left for work, and where we were at this moment and this moment. And then lost touch, and it was a little harrowing, but now, I mean, it's a sunny day. The wind is slightly fierce this morning, which is a little bit, you know, trepidating, but it's a beautiful day and it's a great day to be alive. And I'm thankful for that day. You know, I'm thankful for surviving and I'm thankful for all my staff and family and everything. I still keep in touch with all of them. So
that's wonderful. How are you and friends and neighbors? How are you all coming together this week?
So there are a lot of events happening today. As a matter of fact, at 11:08, there's going to be that 85 seconds of silence. Throughout the week, we've been having small events. I shouldn't say small. Our community is still growing. So it's not as big as it was, you know, before the fire, but we are growing. Actually, at one of the parks, they are having that 85 seconds of silence. And then this evening, they're doing a special on one of the news stations. Tomorrow, there is going to be a big dinner at CMA Church where they're going to really reflect and everything. There have been daffodil plantings that I went to. There have been just small get-togethers throughout the entire community. They really come together, which it makes me proud to be here. I've only been here for 11 years, and I really feel like I've been welcomed, especially this last 5 years, you know?
Yeah. And you've stayed since the campfire. And I wonder how each year feels during these weeks, because it seems like you all really get together and support each other during a week and a time that marks something that was so traumatic. And it helps. It's a silver lining to something, you know, so terrible that happened.
Right. So the first year was the hardest, of course. It was still really raw and everything was burnt and black. The entire landscape was black and white, literally. Now there's green, there are rebuilds, there are brand new homes and communities and new friends and old friends. And a lot of my friends actually stayed and rebuilt. Others decided that it was too traumatic to stay, which of course I understand. My whole take was that 2 days after we had evacuated, I had just purchased my home 4 months before the fire. So in my very first home. So I was determined Oh no, we're coming back. We're rebuilding. So we've been in our home now 3 years. And I love it here. I love the wildlife. I love the camaraderie. I love all the community events that have been going on. I love that Paradise and Magalia have now, they have restarted all of their old festivals, like Gold Nugget Days, Johnny Appleseed Days. I did a cook-off recently. It's fun to participate in all of the new events now, and a lot of people come out for it, which is it's helpful and it's kind and it's endearing, and it really brings heart back to this quaint little area that we all loved, 5 years ago and even now.
Yeah, that's wonderful to hear because I visited the area over the years and rebuilding has been so slow. But it's great to hear that things are coming back, especially community events and festivals. I saw you post like a trunk or treat for Halloween. That's a lot of fun too. What does Paradise and the surrounding communities like Magalia, what does it look like today? How much has it grown?
Well, I'm the only house on our cul-de-sac. People have decided not to rebuild, and that's okay. But there are tremendous small neighborhoods where people have rebuilt right next to each other. Just going up the street towards Skyway from our house, you can see like four or five, six homes that have gone up. And the bulk of them are the manufactured. They're not necessarily stick built, but I think that might be an insurance thing as well. But yeah, it's coming. And the homes are beautiful. The new layouts are wonderful. And thanks to new rebuild requirements as well, you have to have fire sprinklers now. You have to, have, X amount of defensible space. You have to, so they're really taking this seriously, to that if we have to endure another fire, at least we are better prepared.
I mean, just because a campfire happened doesn't mean life's challenges that they stop, right? And I wonder if rebuilding was more difficult than you imagined. I mean, obviously there was a pandemic wedged in between this. There were supply chain shortages, inflation, interest rates, and you mentioned insurance as well. It's been very difficult for people to get insurance, especially in rural areas like this, which are at risk of wildfires. I mean, how did you navigate all of those unexpected hurdles?
So I continued to live in the trailer, in the fifth wheel for an extensive period of time, whereas, I had to do dialysis and all that fun stuff. And the interest rates didn't really affect me too much, only because I reinvested my insurance money that I'd received straight into the house. So I just continued to pay my mortgage, and it didn't affect me at all. So a lot of people with their rebuild, I don't know how that affected them per se, but I know people now trying to come in and rebuild, the interest rates are significantly stifling their dreams of rebuilding, which is slowing the process. Still a beautiful place to live now that all the trees have been, the dead trees have been removed, and the underground, PG&E underground is now being placed, which is, not gonna lie, it is a slight inconvenience. However, it is all for the greater good. But yeah, a lot of my friends stayed, a lot rebuilt, and rebuilt better. They're more stable, and again with the defensible space. But yeah, I love our house.
You talked about dialysis. I remember in the year that you and I, we got very close and you let me be a fly on the wall of your life. You had serious kidney issues after the campfire. You were on dialysis, as you mentioned, while you were living in an RV and you were in need of a kidney donor, all while rebuilding and healing from trauma. I mean, that's a tremendous level of adversity to overcome in a very short amount of time. What did that teach you and how did that shape you?
I felt that I learned the meaning of resiliency. Huge. That was gonna be, I should have, had that penned as my middle name. But since then, I don't, 1 in 2 million, I guess this happens too, but my kidneys ended up waking up. So I no longer, not only didn't need a donor anymore, I no longer had to do dialysis anymore in the trailer, which I was doing peritoneal dialysis. People don't realize there are two different kinds of dialysis. So I ended up marrying my kidney donor, and he's the love of my life. And he always teases that now he's my backup plan. So I told him, I married you for your heart, not your kidney. So we're celebrating our 4 year anniversary on leap day, which will technically be our 1 year anniversary because it was leap day. So
That is wonderful. And, and those moments are so special, especially when you have the perspective of everything that you had to overcome to get to these beautiful moments. And when it comes to what home is, I mean, it's the people, right? It's not necessarily the buildings or the structure. You helped us visualize what Paradise Megalia, what it looks like today. How does it feel today for you?
It feels more and more like home every day. It More businesses are popping up, more local businesses are coming back. And more people want to talk now than maybe before. They, there's a hi, how you doing? And the handshake. The pandemic kind of ruined that for a minute. But now that we're over that, people are way friendlier. They're I think that we're getting back to a place that we were pre-fire. And then there's always that before the fire, after the fire. All of us do it. Oh, I had this. Oh, whoops, that was before the fire, or this is how we felt before the fire. Or so I think we are getting to the point now, slowly but steadily, that we're getting back to that point of love that, the sign says it all. May paradise be everything its name implies, that's where we need to get back. And I feel like we are slowly getting there.
And you described in tremendous detail to me what you went through that day 5 years ago, escaping, surrounded by flames, getting senior residents out of the assisted living facility, all while not knowing where your own family was. How do you reflect on that time? Have your memories softened or have they evolved since then?
I think, well, back then I was really in fight or flight mode. That's why I don't have any video or pictures of that time, because I was so concentrated on my residents in my car. They have softened. I have maintained relationships with those families that I had their residents in my car with me. I'm grateful. I learned a lot. I have love for everyone that went through that and everyone that survived. My heart breaks for those that didn't. But I still, I know as of October 31st, I no longer work for Sunshine Assisted Living, but it's be only because I moved on. I had to, go for other passions. But they are the best and only senior living facility in Paradise, and I'd like to give them props. I gave them a decade of my life, literally a decade. So not to say I'd like to do it all over again, but I would evacuate the residents all over again.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Jenna Baker, who survived the 2018 Camp Fire, which happened 5 years ago today, and still calls the area home. Jenna, as we all now know, PG&E admitted to causing the Camp Fire. The utility giant pled guilty to murder, 84 counts of manslaughter. I went to that trial and I covered it, in addition to a settlement totaling billions of dollars. How does the cause of the wildfire, the outdated, ill-maintained power lines, how does that shape what healing is for you, as well as for your friends and neighbors who went through this and still call the area home?
So I know that every single person that I've spoken with, everyone that I talk to, we are still mad, obviously. We are we're angry because it could have been prevented. But we might never have closure, and that's okay. We just have to accept and move on. As I like to say a lot, our words create our worlds. So if you put good out, you're going to get good back. So if you're just negative all the time and you blame PG&E for every this, that, and the other thing, you're not going to live a happy life. So I'm glad that they are being punished for their wrongdoing. I'm glad that it wasn't more than the 85. But I'm trying to put it behind me as it's a remembrance day for me now. It's no longer as painful as it was. I don't want to think about that. I used to have this and oh, now I got to go on Amazon and buy it. I love this area. I moved here from the Bay Area where it was very fast paced and just people were not so nice a lot of the time. Here, everyone was friendly, and I just want to get back to that. I just, this place is like a warm hug.
Yeah. And so are you. I mean, you're known for your smile and your sunshine, and that remains bright to this day. And you work hard to keep that alive. Given that it's not only the campfire in the last 6 years where, I mean, that has been devastating for people across the state when it comes to wildfires. And you have really managed to overcome, trauma and hardship and keep that sunshine and keep that laughter and that smile. Do you have advice about how to move forward when, as you say, like closure in a simplistic form, I mean, it is impossible.
Yeah, none of us, I think, will ever have closure. We will never be made whole, as they say. What I do, and I make a, it's, it, I made a habit of it, is find three things today that make you smile. Recite those three things. Did the sun come out today? Did your clothes match? Did your dog wag its tail at you? Anything? Did your goat bay at you? When you saw it.
You
So,
have goats.
just I have goats. Three things that make you smile throughout the day that'll carry you through. And if you do that for 21 days, it'll become a habit.
I love that. I'm going to start doing that too. Finally, Jenna, what would you like people to take away and keep in mind when they think about the campfire?
Just recall that it now became part of a community. It's made us more, I don't want to say lovable, but it's made us more compassionate, and we understand the plights of others that maybe we didn't before. Just try to carry happiness with you throughout the day. It's not that hard to smile. It takes more muscles to frown, right? So, yeah, just smile.
Jenna, it's great to see you, and I'm happy that you're doing so well.
Thank you, Vicky. It's been so great to talk to you.
Jenna Baker survived the 2018 campfire, which happened 5 years ago today, and still calls Paradise and Magalia home. Up next, we're going to stay in Butte County on the 5 years marking the campfire. The superintendent of Paradise Unified School District joins us about the strides they've made for some of the youngest wildfire survivors. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.